Yankees had Astros on Saturday. Carlos Correa, yeah, he's an all-star shortstop. But in the top of the sixth inning, do not forget about Didi Gregorius as he bats with the bases loaded.
0-1. And that's driven pretty deep to right. Racing back is Springer, and that's gone. For the second straight day, the Yankees hit a grand slam.
Lifted into left field. That's got a chance to be the first home run for Clint Frazier, and it is. Little top spinner to left field, and it snuck over the wall.
Do put the ball in play. Gattis with a bomb to left. Santa Maria, out of here.
Tying run at third and Reddick. Go ahead run at first and Gonzalez. Two outs, bottom of the eighth. 3-2. Grounded up the third baseline, a fair ball. Reddick scores. Gonzalez is on his way to third. It's a two-run double by Yuli Gurriel. And the Astros lead it 7-6.
The 3-2 home. And Gardner sends one to the left center field gap. The tying runs aboard with two out in the ninth. Gardner on his way to second. Throws on the brakes. The throw in time to get him. And that's how it ends tonight. Wow.
It's another thrilling finish for the Astros as they pick up the win over the Yankees on Saturday. Afterwards, here's manager A.J. Hinch.
I know he's a rookie, so to speak, or close to in the States. But as a mature at bat as you could get in that situation where the atmosphere was incredible today, the fans, the game, the big swings of emotion, the big innings, a five-run inning for them, a four-run inning for us. For him to literally sit there and be patient and wait for a pitch to hit until the count got deep, it was a really special at bat, obviously. And I can't speak for him, but I would imagine it means a lot to him given the battles they probably had, you know, back in Cuba, and a game winner like that will be special for him. I thought he was very good, and his demeanor, his entrance into the game where he was under control, you know, even after the first pitch walk, it can go one way or the other, based on how his last start went. I thought he collected himself. He stayed under control. He flashed that stuff that we love. The breaking ball today was had a little extra on it. He flashed some changeups. He started, you know, getting into the upper 90s at late in his game, and you know, when I went out to talk to him, I said, you know, that's the best I've seen him throw, and he, you know, he obviously gave up the first two hits in the sixth inning. Sixth inning's been tough for us in the last couple of weeks, but you know, I'm proud of him for coming back from a start where he took it on the chin in an environment like this. That's against a team like the Yankees. That was a big performance.
Carlos Correa was among the hitting stars for Houston on Saturday. He went 2-for-4, and here's Correa after the game.
Yeah, just made pitches over the plate to drive that way. Been seeing the ball well and sticking with my approach. But I think I'll make adjustments at some point, and he's a hard working man, and you know, he's been a great hitter for his entire life, so it doesn't surprise me the way he's been swinging the bat. You know, he's one of the best hitters to come out of Cuba.
The series wraps up on Sunday. Mike Fiers starts for the Astros. Luis Severino starts for the Yankees.